弟兄姊妹们，福音朋友们啊，早晨好。
Brothers and sisters, gospel friends, good morning.
Yeah, 感谢啊，主给我们另外一次我们传讲神福音的机会。
We thank the Lord for another opportunity to share the gospel.
在我们讲之前，我们还是有些祷告，把时间都交在安主的手中。
Before we start, we're going to have another time of prayer and commit this time to the Lord.
Yeah. 天上的父啊，我们宇宙万物的神。
Heavenly Father, the Sovereign Lord.
感谢你爱我们，你差遣你的独生爱子来到地上来拯救我们这些罪人。
We thank you that you love the world, you sent your only begotten Son to save mankind.
你又把这传讲这信息的特权交给我们。
You've given us this privilege to share your message.
我们实在是软弱不堪。
Though we are weak and unable.
主啊，我们求主啊，你借着你的圣灵托住我们。
We pray that you might support us through your Holy Spirit.
主耶稣，你啊是福音的起头，福音的内容，也是福音的目的。
You're the beginning, the content, and the end of the gospel.
也是福音的话语。
And you are the word.
愿你啊用你自己啊托住我们。
May you support us with yourself.
使我们讲的听的。都得着你的激励。
Whether we're speaking, whether we're listening, that we may receive you.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主啊，我们有机会再把神的福音传给在座的朋友们，还有弟兄姊妹们。
We thank the Lord that there's another opportunity to share the Lord's gospel with those gospel friends and also believers.
这个福音很简单，这个福音就是一个好的消息。
This gospel is very simple. It simply means good news.
好的信息。
It's a good news.
这个是从创造宇宙万物神来的，讲给我们在地上所有人听的信息。
This good news comes from the God who created the heavens and earth, and he's speaking to us.
地上的人所有别的东西，也许你都不知道，你都没有听过。
People on earth, maybe you haven't heard of anything else.
但是这个信息，你一定不能错过，你一定要来听。
But you have to listen to this message.
因为这个信息是关于到我们每个人的永生、永死、永远的福祉的问题。
Because this message has to do with each and every one of us and our eternal destiny.
如果你错过了这个信息，你错过了人生所有的意义。
If you miss this message, you miss the purpose of life.
这个信息是我们主耶稣在2000年前第一次开始传的。
This message began with our Lord Jesus Christ 2000 years ago.
在主来之前很多年，神借着他的先知就向我们预言了这个信息。
Yet even before our Lord Jesus came, he used his prophets to speak of his coming many years before.
在主耶稣来之前大概六七百年，神借着一个先知以赛亚向人类宣告这个信息。
Six to 700 years before Christ, God used one such prophet, Isaiah, to share this message.
以赛亚书第十章第九节这样说。
In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 9, he says,
报好信息给西安的，你要登高山；报好信息给耶路撒冷啊，你要极力扬声，扬声不要惧怕。对犹大的诚意说：看哪、你们的神。
40 verse 9, go up on a high mountain, Zion, messenger of good news. Raise your voice forcefully, Jerusalem, messenger of good news. Raise it up, do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God.
在这个信息还没有传出来之前，神就向我们宣告，这个信息有一天要在地上广传。
Even before the coming of Christ, the Lord told us through Isaiah that this message would come.
并且他要我们要极力扬声，扬声不要惧怕，意思就是说让所有的人都听见。
And he wants us to raise our voice forcefully and not fear. In other words, for all to hear this gospel.
同样的，在以赛亚书52章第7节也讲到这个恩惠的福音。
Also in Isaiah 52, verse 7, he speaks of this message again.
知道, 这是在主来之前大概700年, 公元前2700年前, 神的先知这样对我们说。
So 700 years before the coming of Christ, or 2700 years from before today, the Lord speaks through his prophet.
那报好信, 那报佳音, 传平安, 报好信, 传救恩的, 对西安说, 你的神作王了，这人的脚登山何等佳美！
Verse 7, how delightful on the mountains are the feet of one who brings good news, who announces peace and brings good news of happiness, who announces salvation and says to Zion, your God reigns.
神预先就知道这个福音要给人类带来何等的祝福。他说传福音的人，他的脚中何等的佳美！
God would, even before Jesus, he knew that this message would bring blessings to all of mankind, and the one who speaks it, the feet would bring good news.
这个福音历史历代不知道拯救了多少的人。
Over history, this gospel has saved countless people.
不知道是多少的人找到了生活的意义。
Countless people have received the meaning of life through this gospel.
所以说，我们要特别的重视这个福音。
So we have to keep importance to this gospel.
而且这个福音是神永远的福音, 永远不会过时。
This is God's eternal gospel, which will never change.
这个, 特别是我们当今这个时代, 特别的需要。
Especially in our current generation, we need to hear this gospel.
你知道现在我们处在多么可怕的一个时代。
We live in a difficult time.
人说我们正在圣经的一个时代。
Some people say we are in the time of the Bible.
就是圣经所预言的事情在我们眼前亲自发生。
In other words, the prophecies of the Bible are being fulfilled before us.
如果你不知道什么叫邪恶罪恶的话，你看看现今的时代，你就知道了。
If you don't know what evil is and corruption is, if you look at the time of the biblical time of now, you will know.
可以说邪恶像洪水一样冲到了社会各个角落，而且在很短的时间里就发生的变化。
You could say that evil has flooded society like a river, like the waters, and has permeated every part of society.
几千年来维系人类社会生存的最基本的准则、道德的法则、最基本的，包括婚姻的价值、基本的道德规范，甚至性别的定义，都在被摧毁。
The basic foundations of human society, including family values, the sanctity of marriage, and sexual morality, have been changed before our eyes.
现在的年轻人，许多的年轻人都不知道自己是男是女。
Some young people do not know their own gender.
非常可怕的事情。
It's a difficult time.
并且在这个时代，我告诉大家，就是在教会里，神的儿女都受到极大的冲击。
And these difficulties are not absent from the body of Christ.
许多人信心忍耐。 信心软弱,
Many people have had difficulties in their faith.
甚至许多人离弃了信仰,
and some have left the faith.
很多人说我不信了,
and some have no longer believed.
并且在这个时代，这个黑暗笼罩的时代，对人的压力非常非常的大。
There's a lot of pressure on people during these times.
很多人不要说喜乐了，我们失去了喜乐。Some
people have no longer have joy,
失去盼望，and
have lost hope.
而且很多人绝望，and
some are in despair.
他们告诉我们，这个心理疾病现在是一个新的流行病。Mental
illness is an epidemic.
许多人，特别是年轻人。 都有这个毛病。
Many people, especially young people, may be subject to mental illness.
为什么？圣经早有答案。
Why? The gospel, the Bible tells us, it's because we have left the Lord. We don't have God in our lives. And we live in sin.
然后越走越远,
and the dominion of sin has subjected us that we go further and further from the Lord.
所有解决所有这个办法, 再回到神恩惠的福音。
The only solution is that we return to the Lord through the gospel.
再回到我们主耶稣基督的救恩里。
That we return to the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
你知道我信主的时候还挺年轻的啊。
When I believed in the Lord, I was quite young.
我体会到神 恩惠的荣耀,
and I experience God's grace.
我知道这个救恩能拯救所有的人。
I know that this gospel could save all people.
但是一转眼哦, 时间就过去了。
But in a blink of an eye, time has passed.
现在你看, 头上也, 头发都白了。
My hair is gray.
但是哦, 随着年龄的增长,
despite the difficulties of age,
实际上我有个深深的体会,
I have a deep understanding.
我要劝我们当中所有的人,
and I want to encourage everyone here.
一定要思索你人生的意义在哪里。
You have to discern what the purpose of your life is.
你为什么活在地上?
Why are you here?
不然的话,
otherwise, you have wasted your life.
你知道当我们年轻的时候, 我们年轻力壮哦,
when we're young, you may believe you're strong.
我们很有抱负,
you have a lot of ambition.
我们觉得我们自己不会死的,
you think you'll never die.
但是不久,
but not long after.
真的是不久,
really not long
你,
after.
你去试试看, 你的美容就没有了,
your beauty is gone.
全是皱纹啊,
you're full of wrinkles.
白发也出来了,
gray hair.
再不久, 你知道吗?
Not much longer.
你的健康也都没有了。
Your health will deteriorate.
你走路颤颤的。
You're gonna stumble when you walk.
你再不久,
not much longer after that.
牙齿都没有了。
You're gonna lose your teeth.
你再不久,
and not long after that.
脑筋就没有了。
You're gonna lose your mind.
连你的亲人你都认不出来。
You may not even know who your beloved ones are.
你知道, 连你到了哪里你都认不出来了。
You may not know even where you are.
你再不久,
and not much longer after that,
就归入黄土。
You will return to the earth.
圣经上说, 你从哪里来, 你就到哪里去。
As the Bible says, where you come from is where you will go to.
你跟你的父辈一样,
just as your forebears,
归于尘土,
you will enter dirt.
跟你的父辈和父辈一样,
as your,
归入尘土,
as your forebears and the forebears before them, you will return to the earth.
人生就这样一下就过去了。
That is life, over in a moment.
实在是我越过越觉得圣经的话太确实。
The more I live, the more I realize the veracity, the truth of the gospel.
在诗篇, 90篇里, 这样说,
in the book of Psalms, chapter 90,
90篇第10节, 我们一生的年日是70岁, 强壮的可到80岁, 但其中所紧夸的不过是劳苦愁烦, 转眼成空, 我们就如飞而去。
Psalm 90, verse 10, as for the days of our life, they contain 70 years, or if due to strength, 80 years, yet their pride is only trouble and tragedy, for it quickly passes and we disappear.
在座年轻人,如果你不相信, 你试试看。
For those young people amongst us, if you don't believe, try.
经过这些,你转眼再回头啊, 就像圣经上说的。
In a blink of an eye, as the Bible says,
转眼成空, 一下就过去了。
Life passes away in a blink.
我们所度过的年日呢, 好像一声叹息。
What we experience is like a sigh.
所以说神告诉我们, 人啊, 你不要只是追求这地上有限的东西啊。
So God tells us, don't just pursue the temporary things in this world.
这都是虚空的虚空。
These are empty.
所以说我心里真的是有感触，所有的人，你要问自己，难道人生就这么多吗？
So I really have this burden in my heart for all of us to ask ourselves, is life really just this?
如果人生是这样子的话，我所有真的有智慧的人会说，我们并不比那动物好啊。
If this is all that there is to life, those who have truly have wisdom amongst us might think that we are no better than animals.
并且很多人会想，可以说是。如果人生是这样子，我不如不来到地上。
And some might say, if this is all that there is to life, perhaps it would be better if I wasn't born.
但是我要告诉大家，感谢神，感谢我们的救主。
However, I want to tell everyone, thank the Lord, thank our Savior.
我要告诉这大好的信息。
I want to tell you a good news.
造我们的神给我们每个人所安排的人生，远远超过所有这一切。
The God who created us, the God who has a plan for us, He surpasses all of what we see in this life.
跟神所要给我们那丰盛的人生、那荣耀的人生相比，我们现在这个人生可以说已经是地狱了。
This God, He
跟地狱差不多。
In the life we have, maybe.Similar to hell.
圣经上告诉我们，神为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听过，人心也从来没有想到过的。
But the things that God has prepared for us in Jesus Christ, the Bible says, are things which the eye has not seen, the ear has not heard, and that has not entered the human heart.
你要得着这种人生啊，你会高声的呼喊，你会大声的欢唱。
If you receive this life, you will rejoice with your voice. You will be full of thanksgiving.
你会告诉大家，我没有白来人生一场。我知道我来到世上的目的是什么。我也知道以后我要到哪里去。
And you will tell all, I know what the purpose of my life is. I know where I am going.
神所要赐给我们这人生充满的荣耀。
God has given us a life full of joy and glory.
不光是在地上这几十年啊，这几十年也会让你过得非常的充实。
Not just in these decades of life in this world, which you will also live with joy.
但是以后的来世，几百年、几千年，甚至永永远远，你会活到永远。
But in the life to come, hundreds, thousands, eternal years beyond this life.
神所爱我们，他给我们所定规的东西，超过我们所求所晓的。
God loves us, and the things He wishes to give us are greater than we can imagine.
神希望我们每个人得着。
And He hopes that every one of us receives it.
如果你错过了。
If you miss this.
如果你为了人生这短短的一些最终之乐，你错过了神这永远的福乐。
If because of the passing pleasures of sin you lose out on the Lord,
这是何等悲哀的事情。
This would be a tragedy.
你在黄土里。
You will return to the earth.
但是我们在天上。
As we are in the heavens.
在神的荣耀里。
In the glory of the Lord.
我想。神会为你痛哭，地上的石头也会为你痛哭。
The Lord will weep for you. The earth will weep.
所以说，在现在还有机会的时候，抓住，听着福音，抓住这福音，得主。
So while there is still time, hear this gospel, take hold of the gospel and believe.
这个福音。不是一个简单的道理，我们中国人很想知道，很想讲道理，要怎么活人生，要这样子活，这样子活。这个福音，从神来的福音，跟所有都不一样，是跟一个人有关系。
This gospel, it's not a philosophy. I think Chinese people like to believe in philosophies. It's not anything like things from the world, but it is a person.
就是我们所传讲的 神的儿子耶稣基督。
This person is who we preach, the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
如果你认识他，如果你跟他有关联，如果他住在你心里，你的生命一下就改变。
If you know him, if you have a relationship with him, if he lives in your heart, your life will be transformed.
永生就一下子来到你的心中。
Eternity will come immediately to your heart.
你马上知道我不会再死了。
And you will know immediately that you will not die.
你马上就知道我有永远的生命。
You will know immediately that you have life eternal.
所有的福乐，所有的福气，都在这位身上。
All of the joy, all of the blessings comes from this one person.
神的儿子耶稣基督。
The Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ.
有了他，你有一切。
If you have him, you have all.
你没有他，不管你的地上有多少荣耀、荣归富华，到时候一场空。
Without him, no matter what you have in this world, in an instant, it will be gone.
到时候都归入尘土。
It will all return to the earth.
你知道？
Do you know this?
在地上，主耶稣在地上曾经行过一个神迹。
The Lord Jesus Christ once performed a miracle.
有一天地上，主耶稣来到一个城叫拿因。
The Lord came to a town.
刚到了城门口。
Right as he entered the gates of this town,
就有个死人被抬出来。
There was a dead person that was brought out.
这死人是个年轻人。
This dead person was a young person.
他是他母亲的独生儿子。
He was the only son of his mother.
这个母亲恰好又是一个寡妇。
And this mother was also a widow.
你知道他这个母亲啊，可能很小的时候，结婚不几年，丈夫就去世了。
This motherwhen she was very young, only a few years after her marriage, her husband passed.
留下她孤苦伶仃跟这个孩子在一起。
Left her and her son.
辛辛苦苦把这儿子拉扯大了。
And through much suffering, she raised this son.
但是很可惜，儿子死了。
But unfortunately, the son died.
你想想这个母亲是多么的悲惨的人生啊。
You can imagine how difficult a life this mother had.
其实神如果打开我们眼睛啊，我们每个人的人生跟他没有区别的。
To be honest, if the Lord opened up our eyes, we can see that each and every one of us, our lives are not much different from this widow.
但主耶稣看到他，看到他的苦楚，看到人生的悲哀，心里都充满慈怜的心。
But the Lord Jesus, he saw inside this woman's heart. He saw her suffering, and he was full of compassion for her.
他就过去啊，对妇人说，不要哭。
So he went to her, and he said to her, do not weep.
在这种情况下，怎能不哭呢？
In this kind of condition, how could one not but weep?
耶稣就过去，用手按着那个杠。就抬尸体的那个杠。
And he came up and touched the coffin.
然后对这个少年人说，少年人，我吩咐你起来。
And he said, young man, I say to you, arise.
这个少年人马上就复活。
The dead man sat up.
而且坐起来。
And began to speak.
而且说话。
And began to speak.
主耶稣就活活地把这个少年人交给了这个寡妇。
And Jesus gave him back to his mother.
你想想，寡妇现在还会哭吗？
Can you imagine? Is the widow still weeping?
笑都来不及了。
She is full of joy.
主耶稣把她的悲哀变成了什么？欢喜。
The Lord has changed her sorrow into joy.
这就是主耶稣要在我们每个人的人身上所做的。
This is the work that God wants to do in each and every one of our lives.
他要使你的悲哀变成欢乐。
He wants to turn your sorrows into joy.
使你的忧伤变成赞美。
To heal your sufferings into praise.
你一生一世要来赞美他。
So that you can worship him and praise him with your life.
感谢他。
And thank him.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
圣经上还记载哦。
The Bible says.
使徒保罗
The Apostle Paul
当他认识主了以后
After he came to know the Lord
他的感受
His experiences
你知道他说我先前以为与我有益的保罗非常能干的一个人
Previously, Paul thought himself to be a very capable person
非常很多的追求
Full of self-worth
当有一天主耶稣向他显现以后他说我先前以为与我有益的我如今因基督都当作有损的
And after experiencing and encountering the Lord, he said, everything I once counted as, I count everything as loss for the sake of knowing.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。我为他的缘故，已经丢弃万事，看作尘土，为要得着基督。
I count everything as loss, for the sake of knowing my Lord Jesus Christ.
这个就是当一个人认识主看见他的荣耀以后所显的那个功效他完全要改变你的人生
This is the result of somebody who has experienced the Lord Jesus Christ He will change your perspective on life
完全给你崭新的人生的目的人生的意义
Transform you and give you a new vision and a new purpose for your life
这么好的基督谁不想得着
Such a great Jesus, who would not want to receive?
你想得着吗
Do you wish to receive?
但是呢你问我要怎样得着他
You might ask, how do I receive Jesus?
这个我要告诉大家
I'll tell you.
我们的神极为奇妙的神
Our God, our amazing God,
他拯救我们的方法也是非常非常奇妙，出人意外的。
The way he saved us is also amazing and beyond comprehension.
你怎么得救
？How are you saved?
你怎么得着
？How do you receive?
这个就是要我们所传的福音。
This is the gospel.
每个基督徒非常熟悉，但是在座的朋友们不一定你都知道。所以说，我要把这个再给大家说，这是福音的福音的终极的总结。
Every Christian knows very well, but perhaps some of us newcomers here has not heard. So I want to reiterate for everybody the heart of the gospel.
约翰福音第三章十六节这样子告诉我们
Chapter 3 verse 16 says
神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们使一切怎么信他的不至灭亡反得永生
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life
现在越来越觉得这句话的宝贵
More and more I realize how precious this word is
创造宇宙万物神虽然你看不见他摸不着他但是你要知道他爱你他就是爱爱所有的人
The God who created the heavens and the earth though you cannot touch him or see him you know that he loves you
爱到什么程度把他的独生爱子赐给我们谁是他的独生爱子
He loves you enough to send his only begotten son. Who is his son?
就是我们所传的耶稣基督两千年前出生在巴勒斯坦的渔村。在人看他是了不起的人但是他是神的儿子是神自己在肉身中显现。
This is the Lord Jesus Christ who we preach, who was born 2,000 years ago in Palestine in a humble context, but he is the son of God, come to save the earth.
赐给我们什么目的？叫凡一切信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
What's the purpose? That all who believe will not perish, but receive everlasting life.
所有的人，不管你是美国人也好，中国人也好，非洲人也好，土人也好，白人也好， 所有你是身在地上的，只要你信从耶稣基督的名，神应许你，你得着永生。
Whoever you are, whatever race or ethnicity you may be, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will receive salvation.
这是神奇妙的拯救。
This is God's amazing salvation.
你说主耶稣这么美好，但是我怎么得着他？啊，他是在月球上吗？让我爬到飞到月球上去找他吗？或是他在深海里吗？让我远渡重洋去得着他吗？
You may say, yet this Lord Jesus Christ, he's so amazing, but how do I receive him? Is he on the moon? Do I need to go to space to obtain him? Or is he deep under the sea? Do I need to dive underneath the waters to find him?
全不是这样的。
No.
神爱我们，他给我们安排了最好得救的方法。
God loves us so much that he has given the best way of receiving salvation.
世上所有的人，如果你听到耶稣的名，知道他所做的事情，知道他的行径，然后你心里相信他是从神来的那位救主，他是爱我们那位救主，他能掌管你的生命，能改变你，他是那终极的权威，你愿意相信他，你愿意把自己的生命打开交给他，邀请他进到你心里，你自己要信。
For all who have heard the gospel, if you believe in your heart that he is, by faith, believe that he has taken away your sin, you will receive salvation and he will dwell in your heart.
当你这样子相信的时候，交托的时候，你就发现你一下子改变。
If you believe with the type of faith like this, you will know that you will be changed.
耶稣借着他的圣灵住在你的心里。
God, through His Holy Spirit, will live in your heart.
你发现我变成一个新造的人。
And you will be a new creation.
所有的世界在你面前变了样。
The entire world before you will have changed.
因为圣经上说，你不至灭亡，反得永生。
Because you will not, as the Bible says, be subject to destruction, but receive eternal life.
当你信耶稣的时候，你会得着重生。
If you believe in Jesus, you will receive a new life.
你会变成一个新造的人。
You will become a new creation.
这个人是从神而生。
This person comes from the Lord.
是神的儿子，神的女儿。
You will become a son of God, a daughter of God.
天上的父神就变成你的父亲，你会说阿爸父，感谢你。
The heavenly father will become your father, and you can call out to him, Abba.
所有这个从哪来？从你回转信耶稣。
This all comes from you turning and believing in Jesus.
不在乎你做任何的东西。
No matter what you have done.
中国人非常喜欢修身养性，面壁十年，做很多的苦工，要改造自己。
Chinese people may wish to do many things to change their lives and improve themselves.
圣经上告诉我们，没有一件这样的事情能改变你。
The Bible tells us that nothing we do can change us.
唯有相信耶稣的那个信心改变你。
Only by believing in Jesus Christ can you be changed.
这个相信已经改变了许多许多的人。
This belief has changed innumerable people.
巴望你听到这个，你也愿意接受耶稣做你的救主。
May you also, as you hear this, receive the Lord Jesus to be your savior.
你会体会到你从来没想到的事情发生在你身上。
And experience what you could not have imagined occur in your life.
但是你会说问啊，为什么一？刚才虽然这样说，但是你还是会，为什么信耶稣就能得救呢？
But you might ask, why? If I just believe in the Lord, I will receive salvation.
我告诉大家。
I'll tell you.
首先，这是神的话。
First, the Lord tells us this.
你虽然不明白，这是神的救法。
This is the way that the Lord saves us.
这是神最奇妙的救法。
This is God's most amazing salvation.
神的话一定会应验。
And this is what the word of the Lord says.
第二点，我告诉大家，所有信耶稣的人都经历到同样的果效。
The second, is that all who believe in Jesus undergo the same experience.
这就是为什么你也要信。
This is why you should believe.
第四，还有最重要的一点，我要给大家说一下，简单的给大家说一下。
Very briefly,
为什么你信耶稣，你能得救
？Why does believing in Jesus give salvation?
是因为耶稣来到地上，为你做了惊天动地的大事。
Because Jesus came to the earth to do a great work for you.
每个人信耶稣必须要知道这件事情。
Everyone who believes in Jesus must know this.
是因为在地上，他为你赎了罪。
It's because while he was on the earth, he paid for your sin.
耶稣来到地上，行了许许多多的神迹奇事，你知道。
Jesus came to the earth and performed many signs and miracles.
但是他最大的神迹奇事
，But his biggest sign and miracle，
就是他从他的死而复活。
Was his death and his resurrection.
主耶稣的死
，Through Jesus' death，
是人类历史上从来没有这样的一个死。
There has been none other like it throughout human history.
主耶稣来到地上。
Jesus came to the earth.
你们知道他最后，他只活了33岁半。
He only lived 33.5 years.
没有妻子，也没有儿女。
No wife, no children.
在年轻力壮的时候，就被人处死。
He was killed in the prime of his life.
他的死比世上所有人的死都悲惨。
His death was tragic.
并且他的死比世上所有的神都冤枉。冤枉。
And he was falsely accused for his death.
他没有做过一件坏不好的事情。全是与人为善，帮助人。
He did not do anything wrong. Everything he did was for mankind.
是瞎子看见，是瘫子起来行走，是哑巴起来歌唱。
He made the blind to see, the mute to speak, the deaf to hear.
是大麻风洁净。
He healed those of leprosy.
是死人复活。
He raised the dead to life.
但是呢，当时犹太人嫉妒他。
But, as the Jewish people, Jewish leaders were jealous of him,
诬陷罪名，要置他死地。
And were determined to put him to death.
你知道，最后他们这个贿赂了罗马的这个罗马的巡抚比拉多。定他了死罪。
And finally convinced the Roman leader Pontius Pilate to crucify him.
很奇怪的是，主耶稣在被定死罪的时候，在审判的时候，没有为自己辩护一句话。
Yet strangely, when Jesus was on trial as he was to be nailed to the death on the cross, he did not speak up a word to save himself.
就像哦，圣经五千啊。以赛亚书主耶稣之前700年，这个以赛亚所预言的，他被欺压，在第53章第7节，他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。
Just as the prophet Isaiah predicted 700 years before Christ in chapter 53, verse 7, he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to slaughter, and like a sheep that is silent before its shearers, so he did not open his mouth.
并且他死，可以说人间最痛苦的死。
And he died, one might say, the most painful death.
当时罗马人是用 处决罪恶的罪犯的刑罚来处决耶稣。
The methods that the Romans used to to punish the worst criminals.
把他钉在十字架上。
To nail him to the cross.
三根钉子。
Three nails.
把他钉在用木头做的一个十字架上。
To be nailed to a wooden cross.
两根钉子从手心穿过去，钉下去，钉在横幅上。
Two nails, one on each hand, outstretched arm.
然后一根长钉子把两个脚背拱在一起，钉下去，钉在那个横木上。
And a long nail into both feet, into the vertical wood.
然后把十字架竖起来。
And then erected the cross upright.
把它就悬挂在天地之间。
Hanging him between heavens and earth.
让他活活折磨而死。
And died such.
这是主耶稣为我们所受的死。
This is the death that Jesus bore for us.
没有干过任何的坏事。
He who did not do any sin.
主耶稣在钉十字架之前，连夜被审讯，一晚上没睡觉。
The night before his resurrection, the Lord Jesus Christ stayed up and did not sleep.
然后第二天一大早被比拉多鞭打。
And was whipped by the soldiers of Pontius Pilate the following day.
打得皮开肉绽。
Until his flesh was open.
骨头都露出来。
And his bones were exposed.
然后就被钉在十字架上。
And then was nailed to the cross.
所以说。
So.
从早晨九点钟到晚上三点钟，六个小时。
From 9 o'clock in the morning to 3 in the afternoon.
他实在受不了。
He could not take it anymore.
他就死了。
And he died.
并且主耶稣在受死的时候受到了极大的羞辱。
By suffering the consequences of our sin.
罗马兵丁把他的衣服扒下来。
The Roman centurion soldiers took off his clothing.
给他像乔丑一样穿上皇帝的衣服。
And they put on a robe on him.
然后嘲弄他。
And mocked him.
啊，你不是王吗？
Aren't you a king?
你给我们行个神迹啊。
They mocked, give us a sign.
然后用手掌打他。
Slapped him.
口沫吐他。
Spit on him.
你是王。
If you are king,
你证明一下。
Show us.
当他被钉在十字架上的时候。
And as he was nailed on the cross.
那些犹太人，恨他的犹太人。
Those who hated him, the Jewish people.
旁边太非常高兴。
Were full of joy.
说你不是基督吗？你不是神的儿子吗？
Aren't you the Jesus,
你从十字架给我下来，下来我就信你。
If you come off the cross, I will believe you. I will believe.
何等的羞辱。
Was much sorrow.
但主耶稣在十字架上整个过程没有为自己辩护一句。
But on this cross, the Lord Jesus did not open his mouth.
只说了七句话。
He only said 7 words.
第一句话，看到钉他的罗马兵丁，他向天上的神祷告说：“父啊，饶恕他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。”
He prayed for those who crucified him and said, "Forgive them, for they know not what they are doing."
然后到了三点钟，大概最后，主耶稣已经不能再忍受下去。
At the very end, when Jesus Christ could not endure any further,
他就大声地呼喊说：“父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你的手中。”说了这句，气就断了。
He sighed with a loud voice, "Father, I into your hands I commit my spirit." And then his breath was no more.
你说他死了以后，为了证实他死。
After he died, to verify his death.
比拉多就差遣了一个罗马兵丁。
A Roman soldier.
用一个很长的矛啊。
Took a long spear.
去捅他的左胸。
And stabbed his side.
一枪捅下去
，with one movement，
把整个心室打开
，opened up his body，
然后血和水啊就流出来
，water and blood flowed out。
我那时候不清楚
，I wasn't clear。
现在医生告诉我们
，but medical doctors tell us，
人活着的时候，血和水在心脏里是混合在一起的
When people are alive, water and blood are together in the heart.
当人死了以后，血和水会分开。
After you die, the water and the blood separate.
当你看到耶稣的血和血分开，就知道他完全死了，他死透了。
And this justifies that Jesus had died.
这时候，比拉多才把他身体啊交给人去埋葬。
And only at that time did Pontius Pilate allow the body to be taken down for burial.
你们知道，如果你什么都不知道，你要知道耶稣是怎样为你死的。
You must know the way Jesus died for you.
你要问，这么好的耶稣，这么大能的耶稣，他为什么这样子死呢？
You have to ask, why did such a perfect Christ die?
圣经上告诉我们，
the Bible
tells us, 耶稣是为你为我去死的。
Jesus died for you and for me.
他是为我们去赎罪。
He died to pay for our sin.
现在你没有太多时间讲这，但是现在要知道，我们每个人在神面前都是罪人，都亏欠了神。
All of us are sinners before God.
眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲、精神的骄傲，都是罪在神面前。
The pride of man, the sin of our hearts, they're all sin before the Lord.
我们讲到大陆那些贪官赚了钱携款逃到中国上亿的钱，这些人大罪人。
Corrupt politicians, that is sin.
但是神如果打开你的眼睛让你看到，你跟他一样从性质上也是罪人。
But if the Lord opens your hearts, you will say that you will see that we ourselves are no different. We are also sin.
你心里有没有贪婪？你心里有没有仇恨？你心里有没有奸淫的心？
Do you have greed? Do you have hatred in your heart?
这在神面前都是罪。
This is all sin.
神是圣洁的，
God is
是公义的
sacred, sanctified, and He is just.
他绝对不能接纳一个罪人到天堂去。
He cannot accept a sinner into heaven.
公义的神一定要审判罪人。
A righteous God has to pay for sin.
神的话说，犯罪的他必要死。
And the Bible says, he who sins must die.
并且，若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
Without blood, there could not be payment for sin.
神是大而可畏的神，他这样做完全是公义的。
Sin is a righteous God. He is able to do this.
但是如果神用他的公义审判我，没有一个人能活。
But if God judges all in this way, none of us would be alive.
但神为了拯救我们，因他爱我们的缘故，他没有让我们去死，他让他的儿子替我们去死。
But in his great love, instead of having us die, he sent his son to die in our place.
他是那个赎罪的羔羊，罪是我们犯的，但是主神把他都归在他主耶稣的头上，让他承担，让他受痛苦，让他去死。
Though we sinned, the Lord put the consequences of our sin on Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God, so he died in our place.
这样子的话，我们才有活路。
Only in this way do we have life.
在耶稣身上，我们看到神公义和慈爱的结合。
In Jesus, we see God's righteousness and His love, His truth and His love together.
他的公义必须要求死。
His righteousness required death.
他的慈爱是他自己替我们去死。
But His love was manifest in that He died
for us. 这就是为什么耶稣在十字架上没有一句怨言。
And that is why Jesus
甘心的为我们去死。
No words on the cross. He was willing to die for us.
如果他不死，我们没有一个人有出路。
If He didn't die, none of us would have hope.
但是现在耶稣已经为我们死了。
But Jesus has already died for us.
他的血已经为我们流了。
His blood has already flowed for us.
赎罪的祭已经成功了。
The atonement has already been had for our sin.
现在神告诉我们，所有的人，你如果相信耶稣，相信他为你赎了罪，承认你亏欠了神的荣耀，神就赦免你一切的罪。
And God tells us, if you believe, if you confess with your mouth God will take away all of your sins.
你所有的罪一笔勾销。
All of your sins will be taken away in an instant.
这样神就可以接纳你到天上。
And God will take you to heaven.
这叫因信而称义。
This means salvation by faith.
你现在什么都不做，但是你相信，那么神就以你的相信为义。
You don't need to do anything. If you believe, God will credit it to you as righteousness.
他就白白地称你为义。
And freely see you as righteous.
对你来说是白白什么都没有，但是神花了他极大的代价，花了血的代价。
To you it is free, but to the Lord it was at great cost.
这是神极大的爱。
This is God's great love.
所以说，只有这条路才能使你得救。
This is the only way to salvation.
相信耶稣，罪得赦免，得着那永远的生命。
By believing in the Lord's sacrifice to receive that eternal life.
现在时间不多了，我们留下一点时间，我想有个呼召给大家。
Our time is short, and I want to give the rest of our time to have a calling for everyone.
尽管你听到这个，也许你觉得是很好的道理。
So you heard this gospel. Maybe you think it is a very reasonable message.
但是如果你不回应，你不来接受，不来相信，这所有的对你没有用处。
But if you don't respond, if you don't believe it, it is useless.
但是如果你听到，你说我要这耶稣，我要把生命交给他，我相信他爱我，
But if you,
我愿意要他。
If you hear the gospel and you see that you want it, you want to believe, you want to receive the Lord Jesus,
这叫信他。
That is faith.
这样子的话，你就马上改变。
Then you will be transformed.
因为神，他给你有主权。
Because God has given us free will.
神绝对不会强迫你。去接受耶稣。
God will not force you to take.
每个人必须自愿的，凭着信心来接受。
Everybody must make that decision on their own.
所有的人
，all people，
很多人
，many，
知道很多关于这个道理
，know many things，
但是得不着
，but they cannot receive，
因为他为自己保留后路，他不愿意相信。
Because they are not willing to believe.
但有一天，他决定。把自己生命归给耶稣，相信接受。
One day when they choose to believe in Christ and give their life to Christ,
你就发现他平安了，他喜乐，他得着了。
You will see the peace, you will see the life.
他也改变了。
And you will see the transformation.
巴不得和许多的人，你听到这个好消息，能够凭着信心来接受。
If only you, hearing the gospel, receive it with faith.
好的，我们还几分钟。我相信我们现在啊，我给大家有个机会，听到这个消息啊，有个回应，好不好
？In the minutes we have left, for those who have heard, I want to give everybody an opportunity to respond.
在这之前，我们先有个祷告。
Let's have a prayer first.
我们在主面前有些安静的时间。
Before the Lord, let's have some times moments of silence.
主啊，我们实在感谢你，我们今天啊，又重新来看主。你的大爱
Lord, thank you again that this morning we can see your great love.
你在十字架上所受的痛苦
On the cross, you have bore much suffering for us.
所有这一切都是为了我们的缘故
And it was completely for us.
神爱世
God loved the world.
愿意所有的人得救，不愿意一人沉沦。
And desires all to be saved, not to lose any persons.
你巴不得所有的人都得着这福气。
That all to receive the blessings.
回到天家。
And return
得享你的美福。
To the heavenly home to receive you.
我们求你借着圣灵感动所有人的心。
Through the Spirit, please, we pray, move in the hearts of the listeners.
使人不错过机会，使人在这个末世恩门要关的时候，能够勇敢的来接受主。
That man may not lose this opportunity, but in this last day, as the gates of heaven will be closed, may take advantage.
好的，大家哦。 我们持续的把眼睛闭上哦，只面对神，不要面对人。
Keep your eyes closed.
听到这个消息。
And before the Lord, not before man. If you heard this message,
主耶稣告诉我们，信的人必得永生。
God tells us that he who believes will receive eternal life.
信的人必有神迹随着他们。
He who believes will receive the Spirit.
现在你听到这个消息。
If you've heard this,
你心里如果有感动。
If your heart has a response,
你愿意接受这位恩惠的耶稣做你的救主。
And you are willing to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior.
请你在座位上把手举一下。
Please raise your hands where you're seated.
我们我们知道有的时候你可能觉得有些压力我们并不是想给你压力。
Some might feel that there's pressure. I'm not trying to give you pressure.
而是不让你错过得救的机会。
But don't want you to miss an opportunity to become saved.
如果你还没有
If you have not yet.
预备好你还觉得今天你听到消息你觉得很有道理你觉得还需要去了解这是完全可以理解的。
If you need time to understand, to think about this, that is very reasonable.
神知道我们不可能一下子就能相信。
God knows that not everybody will believe instantly.
但是呢，你要知道这条路。
But you must know this path.
我们祷告，你从今开始，你就开始寻求耶稣。
We pray that you will continue to seek after Jesus.
有一天神给你信心你愿意接受他做救主你就做这个决定。
And one day when God gives you the faith to take him as your savior, that you will make that decision.
Okay. 我想我再问一下为了向你表示一下心愿如果你听到这个消息你觉得你感觉你愿意更多的来了解耶稣，更多的了解神救恩的事情，能不能也请你把手举一下
？I want to ask if you want to know more about Christ, if you want to continue to seek Him, would you also raise your hand?
好，好，谢谢主。
Thank the Lord.
好的，我们今天的时间到了。
Our time is up today.
我们就结束在这。
We'll end here.
Yeah.愿神的话祝福大家。
May the Lord's word bless everyone.